are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have on the phone with me Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Melick. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And also, again, I have a very special guest, Bridget Noring, who has been a huge champion in the Hastings area for increasing awareness of fentanyl and opioid poisoning, as we're calling it now. Bridget, welcome back to Community In-Depth. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
In a recent segment, we talked a little bit about events coming up to promote the awareness of fentanyl and opioid awareness. On August 30, there's going to be the International Overdose Awareness Day over at the Confluence parking garage, the upper level there. We're going to have the DEA, a lot of authority kind of, you know, the police department will be there. I'm sure the Dakota County Sheriff's Office will be there, mayor, city council, and everything to have just an awareness of what's going on and that this is still a very serious issue in the Hastings and surrounding area. But what I also wanted to talk about at this point, Bridget, was the fact that you are not confining your efforts to the Hastings area. I understand that there have been opportunities that you have taken advantage of to actually travel around the nation to help get this message out. Tell me about some of your travels.
I recently went to the DEA's first family summit on the overdose epidemic in June, middle of June, down in Washington, D.C. So that was done by the DEA. I got to meet Administrator Ann Milgram. A lot of great people there. There were about 80 nonprofits that were and family advocates that were invited to attend. They gave us information on what is happening out in our nation and what they're going to be doing in order to get this hopefully stopped. We also met with the members of VOID, and we met with the ONDCP.
ONDCP? What is that?
That is the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
So was that meeting then actually in the White House?
It was in the Dwight Eisenhower Building.
Okay.
It's still on White House grounds, though, Mike. So,
What was, you know, going to Washington, D.C. is something that every American should do, just to observe where the seat of our national government is. And I'm sure it was impressive, but what was your takeaway for the events that you were there for, the information that you shared, and what kind of things did you learn, or what kind of things did you leave with them that they might be able to act on?
Well, they did. The DEA did vow moving forward that they were going to call these fentanyl-related deaths as fentanyl poisonings.
Okay.
They're not going to refer to them any longer as overdoses because of the deception behind how our kids and loved ones are losing their lives without their knowledge. You know,
okay,
they're seeking, not condoning what, you know, my son did, but he asked for a Percocet. He got
a fentanyl.
Yeah. Enough to kill 10 people. You know, you and I, we were just talking during the break on why fentanyl? It's cheap. It's easy to get. Highly addictive.
Mm-hmm.
One pill literally gets a person addicted. And sometimes these pills are made with different substances, not just fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin. Mm-hmm. They combine them. So it's a really, really scary time for anybody to be a first-time user, casual user, or even somebody with a substance use disorder.
Sure. It should also be mentioned at this point that fentanyl, properly produced and properly regulated, does have very positive effects in the medical community. It's used extensively in surgeries. It's used in many medical procedures I'm aware of. So it's not the fentanyl itself that is evil. It's the fentanyl producers that are unregulated. It is the distributors that have really no way to, or no
they're
way.
Just mixing it.
They're just mixing it.
They just
yeah.
mix it.
It's not under any kind of quality control. It's not under any kind of dosage control as it would be in a medical facility. So, yeah, and there's just so much that we don't know about it that could be really, really damaging coming down the road.
Well, it's very profitable for these people doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, they mentioned at the summit that you can buy 1 kilo of fentanyl for $3,000 to $12,000. That 1 kilo can then produce 500,000 pills.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around, you sell those 500 pills, say at an average of $20 a pill. That's $10 million. It's crazy.
I chuckle. Not because it's funny, but it's just it's sad actually.
And you know, a lot of. With us being so outspoken, we get some of the stigma backlash, you know, mm-hmm. your son, you know, made a choice and that whole argument. But, you know, you can sit and say, well, that won't happen to me, not my kid. But let me just say that at the hearing last week, Kemp Chester from the ONDCP, he testified that 26% of the loss of labor force participation can be attributed to addiction. So. Mm. Whether they're in active addiction or, like my son, is gone, that's going to have an economical impact for mm-hmm. years to come. That's
sure.
going to affect everyone.
Right. And the thing, too, is, once again, we have to stress this point. People don't know they're getting it.
Right.
Your son went to get a Percocet. I know of another case where a guy was looking just for an Ambien pill. Mm-hmm. Laced. They were both laced. They had no idea they were ingesting this substance. And that's where the problem is.
Well, and social media is a huge issue. Like, mm-hmm. I had no idea. We had no idea how readily available you could find these pills that are literally made to look like the real deal right on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so eye-opening just seeing that, you know, and it's right here in town. And It's shocking.
It really is. Hence the overdose awareness day, Void, APOL, that you recently had been working with, the people against illegal drugs, and mm-hmm. they're all sounding boards, and they need to be heard. They do need to be heard. I would like to kind of move on from this because we have spent a good deal of time on it. It's necessary. But Mary, I wanted to get you a chance to lend your voice to this, because the United Way of Hastings does a lot to support efforts for awareness, but you can't do that just out of the good graces of your, you know, out of your good graces. So we have the banner campaign is coming up soon, and your annual campaign is in preparation. Let me know what's going on there.
Well, I will ask you a question, Mike, and we'll see if you can answer it. We're going to switch roles here just for a second.
I didn't sign up to be interviewed. I'm sorry.
Do you know what occurs exactly 4 weeks from today?
I want to say that it's probably the opening of the Hastings Raiders football season.
Yay! Yay! You get a prize.
You're going to hang my picture on the fence over Todd Field, and this guy knows.
Yes, September 1st, 4 short weeks away from today, on a Thursday evening, the Hastings Raiders will have their first home football game at Todd Field. And that also coincides with United Way of Hastings' annual campaign kickoff. We love being able to continue to partner with the school district and partner with the football folks and have our annual campaign kick off that same evening. So we'll all be out at Todd Field. Of course, we want everyone in the community to be there. We'll be having some novelty items that we're going to hand out a little bit. And then we are also going to be handing out some information, specifically some of the information that we covered in an earlier segment about fentanyl poisoning. We are going to cover fentanyl poisoning throughout our campaign this year.
Okay.
And our campaign runs from September technically to the end of the year, so December 31st. And we don't want to lose track of why we're all here and why we're working so hard to build awareness. And that's because Bridget Noring reached out to us a year ago, and she told us about the death of her son, Devin. And we want to keep Devin always in mind as we're going through these events and building awareness in the community. And Bridget has been so gracious to highlight Devin, provide pictures of Devin. If you come down to the United Way of Hastings office, downtown Hastings, you'll see our office is decorated in purple for the August 30th event, and you'll also see some reminders of Devin in our windows. In addition to that, every year we send an appeal out to 15,000 households and businesses in our service area. They get a mailing once a year, and that's our annual appeal flyer. And Bridget is on the cover of our flyer this year, and she's holding a picture of Devin. And it's a picture that really resonates with me because I have football sons, and they played for Hastings Raiders. And I think it's going to resonate with so many out there. It's a picture of Devin in his Hastings Raider football uniform. And it just makes it real for people. This, when you think that this wouldn't happen to your family or not my child, kid, young adult, this makes it real for people. And it can happen to any one of our families. I always tell the story how once I learned about fentanyl poisoning and Bridget made us so aware of how deadly this is, I called our sons. They both live in Texas, and they're almost 30 years old now, and I just wanted to let them know and be aware of how deadly this is, because you just never know. You never know when someone might look to social media, maybe to get something that they can't get into the doctor. They can't get a prescription from the doctor, and they want to just quick take something to help with pain. Very similar to what Devin did. At that time, it was COVID, and he couldn't get into the doctor, and he had some pain. And so, 19 years old, he went on Snapchat, and he purchased a Percocet, what he thought was Percocet, and it was laced with fentanyl that killed him. And we don't want that to happen to any other family. That's why Bridget and Tom, her husband, that's why they're doing all of this, is to help others in the community. So Bridget will be highlighted in Devin throughout our campaign, and we're very excited to have businesses partake in our campaign. Of course, Todd Field will be draped with nearly 60 banners this
wow,
year.
Wow, that's cool.
I have to take a breath because, you know, we started the banners out with three businesses back in the day, three, and we have nearly 60. And that's spreading the word, and that's the businesses supporting us. Because when they pay for a banner, it offsets our costs to raise money. And we can't do this without money. We can't do this awareness and building awareness, holding educational sessions without sponsorships and help from the community.
Right. And the other thing that always bears some reminder and re-mentioning is that the money that United Way of Hastings raises does not go to a larger organization or an umbrella operation. All of that money stays right here in Hastings. It's used for programs in Hastings, and Hastings benefits when they donate.
Absolutely. For your listeners out there that want to give part of their income at work, they can sign up for payroll deductions, they can send in a check, they can go online. If they want to give to an organization where all the money is coming back into this community, we're that organization. And I urge them to ask other nonprofits where their donations go to. And we are very transparent. We always let people know every dollar raised here stays here.
We're
servicing Hastings folks.
That's my favorite part about the United Way of Hastings is that it is local. It attends to local needs and it stays local. It's a Hastings thing, and I think it's a great Hastings thing. The website for United Way of Hastings is unitedwayofhastings.org. You'll find all the information on their banner campaign. The International Overdose Awareness Day on the 30th. Many other things that are going on with United Way. Bridget Noring is now on the board of Victims of Illicit Drugs. And you can find out more about that group at stopthevoid.org. I would like to thank my in-studio guest, Bridget Noring. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And on the phone, the executive director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick. Mary, it's always good to hear your voice.
Same here. Thank you so much. And thank you to KDWA for helping us get the word out.
Absolutely.
That's why we are here, and we love doing it. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. There is a lot of good going on in the Hastings and Prescott area, and KDWA would love to help. If you have a community event, let KDWA help spread the word. Send the details by email to communityevents@kdwa.com or call 651-437-1460. KDWA, partnering with the community since 1963.